Hey ladies, it's Charlie O and Lola, and we're the Shady Ladies. We're a couple of love coaches that love to sit on the patio, drink champagne, and talk about sex and love and relationships with no shame. We're here to help you to keep it exciting.
Today we have Kayleen here, who is a consultant with Pure Romance, and she is going to be talking about her four favorite toys that she has.
Ooh, yay.
I know. Hi, Kayleen, how are you?
Hi, great, thanks.
Kayleen, how long have you been doing Pure Romance?
I've only been selling it for probably less than a year and decided that I wanted to get into it because I just loved all of the products.
Wonderful.
That's exciting. I can't wait to hear about all the toys that you have. What made you choose Pure Romance?
I went to a party and I completely loved all of the stuff that they showed me. And that's the best way to get into something, is when you firmly believe in the products you're selling and the stuff that you're using. That's why I got into it, because I really believe in the stuff that they have.
Absolutely. Well, so what does your boyfriend or husband think about this new adventure?
Mm-hmm. Well, the biggest, I know husband, but there is a boyfriend or a man, and the biggest thing was he had to be willing to be adventurous and try all these new things. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, there hasn't been a dull moment.
Very nice.
I love it. Okay, well, if you want to, let's get started on your toys. So let's start with the first one. And what are we looking at?
Okay, the first one is, it's called the Opening Act. And it's basically the most basic of the toys that Pure Romance sells. So this is either, when you're buying a toy, you're either going to want something that's clitoral or vaginal, you know, in the vagina. So this is both. You could use either. So this is a good starting point. It does both. It vibrates, and it can be used as a clitoral, or you could put it inside, mm-hmm. and it can be used as a vaginal toy. And it has bunches of different speeds.
Oh.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, I hear that.
And USB charging, right?
Yes, it all has USB charging, and it doesn't take very long. Only about 15 minutes to charge.
Oh, nice.
So that is very nice.
And it's silicone?
All silicone. Mm-hmm. You can use them in the bath.
Oh, very nice.
Yes.
Wow.
So rechargeable, water resistant, waterproof.
Very nice. It's
amazing.
Looks very well
it's
made.
It's purple and it's gorgeous.
Yeah, it looks very well
I'm
made.
Sorry, what was that one called
this
again?
This is called the Opening Act.
Okay, thank you. I forgot that part.
And it's really serious. It is probably the most basic one, to good starting point.
Right.
If you're not exactly sure.
Because it has several options, and
it
you
does.
Can just kind of play with it.
And then you figure out what you like.
Yeah, what you
like. Or if somebody had never used a toy before, because unfortunately or fortunately, there's a lot of people out there that have never used toys in their adulthood.
Exactly.
And so it's not going to scare them. And
yes,
like
this is, yes, it doesn't have attachments, or it's just very basic.
Yeah.
A basic one to learn. I think that's the most important thing, is to learn what you like.
What you like.
Yes.
Yeah, you have to experiment.
And yes, for sure.
Yeah, I do. I like that one. And we will have a link on our website to that particular toy.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah,
it's a very good choice. So then the second one that I would choose, that I liked, was the wand.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
And it's not an internal at all. It does not go inside. It does not fit inside. It's not meant to go inside. This one is just for purely clitoral stimulation, mm-hmm. and also can be used as a wand to stimulate your man, mm-hmm. while you're having sex, on the testicles or.
Oh.
Yeah. It looks like you could probably use it, you know, all over the body.
Like a
gentle vibration.
Like a massage.
It could be.
Mm-hmm. Like a massage as well.
It even kind of looks like a microphone. So
Not
that I would
like
use
microphone.
It as a microphone.
Karaoke night?
Well, you could. That would be sexy in a room.
You know,
right?
It kind of, it could be, you never know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not obvious what it really is.
Right.
I know. You could fool
people. Some of those things you put in a vase.
Oh, that old thing.
And And that is silicone as well?
This is silicone as well. And it's also, these are interesting because the chargers on here, they don't plug in. They charge right on these
but
little.
But it's super magnetic, yes. Right? So it just snaps on there.
The charger just goes right on there, snaps on there.
USB charging. Yes.
Makes it super nice.
Do you guys remember the ones where the batteries, and then you would go to use it, and the batteries would
batteries
be out?
Batteries are dead.
Like, wah, wah. Wah, wah.
I don't know. Or they work for 3 minutes,
yeah,
and you're like,
wah,
what?
Wah. Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, so back in that day, I used to say, diamonds are not a girl's best friend. Batteries are.
Costco batteries.
Yes. Yes. 100%.
But yeah, this new USB charging is amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
It's great for travel. You can just... charge it overnight or, you're saying it doesn't take long.
It does not take long.
But yeah, you don't even have to think about it anymore. And some last up to 4 hours. I don't know how long that one lasts.
I'm not sure because I haven't, put it to its endurance test yet.
That's a full endurance. Well, that's a marathon right there.
We'll be having you come back and let us know what you found out.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Okay, well, let's go on to the next one. So the next one is called the Box Office. And this is the one that is a toy for... a couple. I mean, that's the way I would look at it because there'd be no other way. Yeah. And there's a vibrating, a little insert that goes inside of your panties, and it attaches around.
It has wings.
Yes, so it'll attach around.
It has wings.
And then there's a remote that goes with it. So either your significant other or whatever would have the remote, and... They push it and there's different sensations that are going to happen. They did seem a little bit
intense.
Yes. So they might be a little intense to have somebody else be in complete control of. You have to get the one you like.
How far? What is the range?
Yeah.
How far can you go with the remote to the actual?
Could I be at a dinner or
yes.
Do you know how long, far out way it is?
But I mean, could someone be at the store?
No. Okay. You'd have to be in the kind of the same room. Like at a, on a date. Like,
it's a date night.
Yeah, you couldn't be at work and be going
That's probably a good thing. There'd be a lot of people fired.
And you're like, woo!
Or a lot of happy workers. I don't know. You could look at it.
Yeah. Hey, you are hopping out of your chair often.
But I also did say, though, that it could be fun because men like nothing more than being in control.
Yes, that is true.
And this type of thing.
It could be, yeah.
They think they are. Yeah, I mean, even if you, if you just got tired of it, you would be able to take it off. Yeah. And there would still be an amazing time at the end of it.
Right.
Yeah. Because...
But what I like about this one is the anticipation. So this is, this is like the pre-warm-up. So you would put that in your panties, he could have control over it. And it's just, it's kind of like a pre-warm-up. And then, for women, it takes us a lot longer to get to climax. I mean, it's just going to take us longer.
Right.
So this kind of helps, I think, the anticipation of the special night, right?
Well, and just the significant other being in the being involved. Being able to give the pleasure.
Yes, yes, in a different way too.
There's a sense of excitement.
Yeah, yes.
And
I think it'd be kind of sexy if you were at a place like a nightclub or something. Where it's just you go for and you're kind of sitting there, but you're apart enough to where. You're just talking and stuff, and then you can. I think that would be sexy. Yes. Like something like that would be fun.
Definitely helps the mood.
Yes, but you have to find the one that makes you feel the best, because I think that as with any of these toys,
multiple settings,
there's going to be a speed and a vibration that is what you like, and you really have to decide that, I think, before.
Yeah.
You just all of a sudden put
and you go out someplace.
That's
probably a great idea. I'd be like,
is the best, because there is some definite ones that are shocking probably to some.
That could be a lot of stimulation.
It could. That's why I say if it gets to be just too much, I mean.
At least you can go to the restroom.
Yes, you could pretend a little bit.
Yeah, so start out slow maybe and kind of work your way up.
Yeah.
Especially.
Maybe if you had an agreement with your significant other
a code word.
Or just on the use of when, okay, I'm maxed out now, I'm over it, kind of thing. Yeah. So, yes. Yeah. Okay, let's go on to the next one.
Okay, absolutely.
The next one we will say is the one that is a toy for couples.
Okay, nice.
So this one is called Come Together. And this has a C-ring, which goes around the men's testicle.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them, both of the testicles.
Okay.
And then you turn it on, and it has a vibration here.
Oh.
So when they're like this, they put it on, and then mm-hmm. there's a vibration that's going to go against your clitoris.
Yes.
Okay,
While you are having sex.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay.
And there's many different, as in the other ones, there's lots of different sensations of this. So not only are you going to feel it, but he's going to feel it.
Right.
Okay.
So both get the vibration.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then the C-ring is just to enhance the length, like the length of time for the set, you know, for performance.
Exactly.
So.
And the beautiful thing buying these is obviously there's directions in the box so that you kind of guess, you don't have to guess or. Right.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I mean, you can always go online, and they're always going to tell you, you know, what is the best way. And really, the way you need to take care of these products is, I'm going to say this now because it's super important, is you need to use like a light soap and water to wash
gentle,
them.
Yeah, gentle soap.
Yeah, very gentle. Or you really, it's some of those things that it's good to invest in something that you can just, that is sold by Pure Romance. That
like
is a spraying
a
mist
cleaner.
That just cleans.
Nice.
That's the best way to take care of your toys. Also, don't put them all in the same, like, container.
Yep.
Because they can meld together.
Yes.
Oh.
So silicone and silicone don't go together.
Right.
Okay. Right.
So you need to keep them separate.
Okay. Yeah.
Very
so,
important.
Yeah, like in a separate bag.
Yes.
Or, you know,
just
something
just
separate.
Yeah, okay. Don't ever put them together because you will definitely
have a mess, probably. Yeah.
Okay.
And then also, so for lubricants for these, you don't want to use a silicone lubricant on a silicone toy.
Most a water-based.
Water-based is better.
I think. I mean, it's more or less, what is your feel on that? Because there are different ones.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, do you like it watery or do you like it more of a... It's a texture feel.
Mm-hmm.
And it is extremely important to use lubricants.
Absolutely.
Do
always.
Not ever always. Try always. To use a toy without having a lubricant.
No, yes.
Even if you are excited mm-hmm. and you think you are mm-hmm. able, yeah. you're it's okay. It's not.
So for women, it doesn't matter. Even if you get wet, you still wear or use a lubricant.
Yes.
Always.
Yes.
Always, always.
I've always heard... Wet is better.
Wetter is better.
Yes. There we go. Yes.
That's
right?
Definitely yes.
Though. Absolutely.
So that's, yes, that's definitely good. Use a lubricant because it's just not good for your insides. It may feel like it will go in there, but it's
wetter's always better. Everyone's going to feel the better sensation and everything much, much better.
Yes. Agreed.
Yeah. This is not a no pain, no gain situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't force that.
And you can't call in sick for that either. So that's my idea to that. Okay.
Right. So Pure Romance will have some information on lubricants.
It does. So and they'll also, they'll have different types. So there's the water based, and I think it's, I'm not exactly sure what the other one is, to be honest.
I don't know if there is, well, there's a silicone. And then
I think it is just silicone and a water based.
And a water based, yeah.
Yeah, and so you have those choices, and they have a Euphoria, which has some different sensational.
Like a heating.
Like
nice. Yeah.
Heating.
And that's for women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But men like that too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do.
They sure do. And then, so also, they can go on the site and find, you know, any sort of special cleaning agents or
anything they have. There's lubricants, there's gels, there's creams, there's massage oils, there's
everything
you could possibly need for your sexual
exploration.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Just try some things.
Yeah.
Find out what works for you, because what works for one person doesn't always work for another.
Exactly.
And especially when it comes to women's toys.
Yes, yes, yes.
There are no rules and
right or wrong.
Right, right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's all about what you prefer.
There is actually one rule. So when you use a toy for anal pleasure, you never. It is always designated anal forever.
And I think they have, that makes sense. And they also have like toys for
that.
Because it makes more sense.
That would be the only rule. So if it ever is used for anal, it is never used for vaginal.
Right.
Ever. Ever. And once, even if you clean it. Even if you clean it, it doesn't matter.
It just goes into the vaginal pile.
Yes. Anals stay anal always.
No, I'm sorry, not in the vaginal pile. Anal pile.
Do not cross over. We don't want infections, right?
Well, so exploration. And that's the thing, is it's very important to keep them clean. Don't, even if you think, I'm the only person that's used it.
No.
You still, after each use, you need to make sure that you clean it properly. Because it'll make it last longer, besides the fact that it's just not healthy. It's not a good practice.
And take care of your toys.
Yes.
You want them to be around for a long, long time,
especially when you find ones that are your favorite.
Yeah. Right, and they're beautiful looking, and you want to make them
these are beautiful and sleek. I mean, honestly, pretty much all or most you can have by your bed. It's not like you have to hide all of these in case you had company or anything. Now, you know, maybe in the case of children, you may want to hide a couple, some of them, I mean, they're kind of inconspicuous.
They're not big. They're not the big, huge that you get under your
bed. Back in the day.
And then you pull, they're not. They're very sleek and, like you said, they're nice to look at, actually.
They're very kind of classic looking, and they're all silicone, so they're going to last you a long time if you just take care of them.
You take care of them.
I love all of the USB charging anymore. That is just amazing. I mean, I know there's some battery-powered stuff out there, but USB is
pretty
amazing.
Much Pure Romance only has one thing now, I think, that is left, that they actually use batteries. And it's the fan favorite, which was, I just was curious about how that one even really, because it's a bullet as well, but it had a string. So it has a, this has a, like attached to it.
That's
vaginal. So it'd be like your own, you'd be doing it to yourself, I guess.
Well, but it could be like maybe Kegels. Could be used for Kegels.
Could be. They also have a very nice Kegel, like exercise balls.
Oh, nice. Maybe we can cover that in the future.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
That would be great.
For lots of people.
Those are important. Kegels are important for men and for women.
Yes.
Men and for women, too. They're not just for women, because men need to exercise as well. For same reasons, incontinence, longevity, and just overall health.
You forget about them, but they're very important.
Exactly.
Especially as we get older.
As we age, it is all important.
Okay, well, let's go on to one more here. We have one more. Is just the magic ball. It's called Dream On. It looks just like the size of a tennis ball. And it's just a massaging ball. So if you like the bullet type approach, where you just put it on your clitoris and that's pretty much it. That is what this would be good for, as well as it's amazing as a massage ball.
And that'd be kind of sexy for before.
I will say that I have used it, and the response was overwhelmingly positive and almost caused drooling. So it's a wonderful.
Lots of pleasure.
Lots of different speeds, lots of different sensations. There's over 20 or 30 of them in this one little ball.
Yeah, so you can use it all over, relax the muscles.
I think it is a very good massage. It's you could use it as a sexual toy, but it's also a very good
kind of like it before sex.
That's correct.
I could give a really good massage.
Yes.
Now, women don't really like to give massages because they're not strong enough. Something like that would be perfect, because then you could kind of,
you just roll the ball along the back, and then you change it up with a little bit of a different sensation, and And put a little, you're also supposed to put a little bit of lubricant on this as well. Because it'll just slide easier. It just makes it more.
Like a real massage.
Yes, it makes it, you know, the sensations are better. So, yes, so that's a wonderful
toy. Sore muscles and sexy time.
Yes, yes.
Very nice. I like that. And is that friendly, shower friendly?
As well, yes. Okay. Everything is pretty much...
Very nice.
Is all so able to be in the bath or
so
the shower.
So versatile. I love that. And this is silicone as well.
It's silicone as well. And yeah, they're super fast to charge. It doesn't take all day. It doesn't take hours. Even if you every time you use it, just plug it in the charger again and it would be ready to go the next time.
Very nice. I love it. So about 15 minutes, you would say, charging?
Yes, and probably about 15 minutes.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's good.
That's what I found with their products. About 15 minutes.
And it's a good couple hours. I mean, you know, if you're using it continually for a couple hours, it's going to be, need to be recharged. Yeah. But
usually after the massage, you're kind of, moving on to other things. If you're talking about using it sexually. But that's where I am at, so.
So. It's all good.
I love this. I'm so excited.
Well, we're so glad that you're with Pure Romance and you came here to visit with us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Share some of your favorites. I think we have some fun experimenting and things to try that we haven't tried before. So that is definitely...
It should all be a positive experience and trying new things and finding out what you like and as well as what your partner likes. But for women's toys, most of it is just experimenting to find out what satisfies you.
Right.
And if they go on there and click on that link that we're going to put on there for all of the suggestions, if they had any other questions, is there a lookup?
Yes, they could email me.
Oh, perfect.
And I believe that my phone number is even there as well, so they could text me any questions, anything, anytime.
Perfect. Then they can look at all the other beautiful things on there, too.
Yes.
There's Irish, like all those sprays, which we could have a whole nother, that'll be a whole nother
topic.
Yes, yes. For sure. Lots of stuff.
Yes.
Sprays, negligees.
Yes, I saw some, like some whips and some.
Oh yes, there's blindfolds and there's. Like, I was like, whoa. There's the bondage sets.
Yeah, some BDSM.
That.
Yeah.
Yes, I saw that. But they're all very tasteful.
Yes, that's what I like. Like they're very classy, very.
Yes,
very
none of it is. Yeah. Yes, so it makes it's a sensual type. Bondage set.
Yeah, so if you want to just barely dabble into it, if it's concerns that it might be a little too over the top, you can just start with something really simple. So in other words, you're saying it's non-threatening.
Exactly. And if there's like there's little
not overwhelming.
There's little whips which are soft, not the whole type.
Exactly.
If you just want to start with something like that because you're interested.
It's a great
start simple.
Yeah, leave no mark behind.
Yes. Exactly. Yes. Very much so. Yes. Yes. Well, again, thank you so much for coming today and talking to us, and we're so excited. And again, everything will be on our website. You'll be able to click on there, and all the things she talked about today will be on there. And again, if you have any questions, like she said, just email her, and you can ask any question you'd like.
Absolutely. We'll be happy to connect you to Kayleen.
Yay, thank you. Yay.